John Wesley Harding is a singer-songwriter whose songs draw on his love of literature. So it should come as no surprise that Harding is in the process of adapting one of his songs into a novel. It's a song called Miss Fortune. Miss, as in the title of respect, prefixed to the name of an unmarried woman.
I was born with a coat hanger in my mouth. Oh, yeah. And I was dumped down south. I was found by the richest man in the world. Oh, yeah. He brought me up as a girl. My sheets are satin, but my mind's a mess. There are worse things, I confess, than drinking tea in a pretty dress. And I'm here to tell you that it's not all bad.
I started a novel about 5 years ago, and I was very, very unhappy with it. Very unhappy. The whole time I was writing it, I was terribly unhappy. It was very current day, and I just didn't enjoy the rigor. And I thought, this novel writing stuff, it's not going to be for me. Then I suddenly started writing a completely different thing in a completely different world set in like the 19th or 18th century. And I'm playing it very loose and fast with the actual dates of the when it's set, which probably to its detriment. And I just started writing the story of that Miss Fortune song. I really loved that song. And I really feel great sympathy for that kid in that song. I like the idea of this little kid, male child, being forced to grow up in women's clothes and how muddled he must have been. And what made me write it was, A, the sympathy that I have for the character, but also, who would do that to a kid? Why would that happen? Well, it happens all the time. Happens today all the time. You know, I just read a book, As Nature Raised Him, by John Colapinto, about the boy who was, you know, they were giving him his circumcision and they cauterized him by mistake, and so they grew him up they raised him as a girl, and then his mind rebelled. And so I just thought, man, this is so contemporary somehow to me. But then I wanted it to be like almost like the ultimate kind of masterpiece theater kind of Charles Dickens novel too. So I just started to bring all these other characters in. And suddenly it was a huge big thing. I was dealing with a big thing, with a big plot that served the double function of helping me kind of get to grips with that Miss Fortune character that I like so much. And also just discovering as I write about what it might be about. And so I've just been completely just keeping on going. And luckily, I seem to have inherited a couple of writers who are into what I'm doing. I'm halfway through the second draft, nearly finished the second draft. I'm hopeful that it will find a home sometime next year and I could have other people read it.
And as I grew, so did my faith. I gave it up and changed my name. It's Catcher's Catch Can.
One of the key characters in the novel is a ballad singer and writer, an autistic child who writes ballads in his head the whole time in the 18th century, 19th century, and sells them on the street via a ballad seller. And he is the unwitting plot center of the plot. Everything centers around him. It's the only way the plot hinges together. It's because of this weird kid who makes up these songs that are heard by other people and stuff. And so at the center of the novel is a songwriter, really.
John Wesley Harding talking about his novel, Miss Fortune, based on the song of the same name.